Gracias, señor.
I thank you, Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, may I thank the chair of the MSB, Mr. Mailu, as well as the members of the Bureau, as well as the members of the ISU. May I thank the all delegations, and in particular the delegations comprising my regional group, namely the Non-Aligned Movement and other states' parties, the Convention on Biological Weapons. May I also thank the international organisations, as well as the NGOs, and the academic world for their support to my work as chair of MX5, and for their support provided to me before the organisation of the webinars. The last meeting of experts on the institutional strengthening of the convention in this intersessional period was held in the Palais des Nations in Geneva on the 8th of September 2021. It was postponed several times because of the COVID-19 pandemic. As you know, the meeting of experts on the institutional strengthening of the convention has a substantive agenda item to consider, namely the review of all the range of options and approaches to further strengthen the convention and its operation, potentially with new legal measures or measures of another nature, and all of this in the context of the convention. I would like to express my thanks to those delegations who were actively involved in the meeting, and in particular, I would like to thank the delegations for the various working documents submitted, which, together with the oral statements as well as the constructive dialogue we had, served as a basis to develop this summarised report, which, as you know, this document is issued under my initiative and responsibility, my own, and is not been officially agreed, is not a formal document either. Like other meetings of experts, MX5 also covered crucial aspects for our work. We considered six working documents which focused on the following issues: to delegate part of the decision-making authority of the review conference to the meeting of the states parties, that was number one. Number two, to establish a 2022 to 2026 group of intergovernmental experts to look at and agree guidelines on concrete proposals to initiate and carry out investigations under Article 6 of the Convention, the creation of a open-ended working group to develop drafts to proposals to strengthen the convention, which would include the development of a legally binding instrument. Next, the creation of an international biosafety agency, a summary of the deliberations and the outcome of the third conference on the issue, global challenges on biosecurity, problems and solutions, quote unquote. And finally, improve gender equality and the empowerment of women under the convention. A number of statements were made, both as country statements or group statements, as well as in the form of responses to the documents and aforementioned presentations. We also had an exchange of views on the best way to strengthen the convention, and several states' parties indicated their priorities for the ninth review conference planned for August 2022. Generally speaking, states' parties agreed with the need to strengthen the convention institutionally. Notwithstanding that situation, they voiced several different points of view as to the most appropriate approach to adopt to meet that objective. Many states' parties underscored the importance of renewing as early as possible the negotiations on a legally binding instrument, which, in their opinion, represents the only way to strengthen all the articles of, sorry, the best way of achieving a balanced and comprehensive strengthening of all the articles of the convention. They underscored that for international action against biological threats to be effective, it needs to be universal, legally binding and non-discriminatory in nature. Other states parties were in favour of a more gradual approach, and they asked for intermediate measures to strengthen the convention. They pointed out that the lack of a verification and compliance system should not act as an obstacle to efforts made to strengthen the convention. And those same states appealed for a pragmatic approach to explore in more depth both the legal measures as well as the voluntary measures. Among the priority issues, the states parties underscored the intersessional programme, cooperation with relevant international organisations, the universalisation of the convention, the monitoring of exports occurring under Article 3, the establishment of a mechanism to review the most recent technological and scientific advances, the Tianjin guidelines on biosafety for the elaboration of scientific codes of conduct, the confidence building measures, the peer review and other voluntary initiatives on transparency, the creation of a assistance database under Article 7 of the Convention, and the development of a mechanism and procedure for such purposes, as well as the creation of a cooperation committee under Article 10, the enlargement of the mandate of the implementation support unit, as well as financial matters. I hope that these debates can give rise to convergences as well as broad support by states' parties to a set of concrete proposals to be considered subsequently during the 9th Review Conference, which is due to be held next year. I thank you very much for your kind attention.